This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A wolf that preys on cattle in Northeast Washington is getting at least a temporary reprieve from a state fish and wildlife bullet after a Thurston County judge grants the request of environmental groups to halt approved protocols for lethal removals. Representative Joel Kretz says it's like a decade of work by the Wolf Advisory Group means nothing.
You know, basically what we've got now is two out-of-state environmental groups that have never participated in any of the work can come in and, with a judge from Olympia that knows nothing about it, basically dictate a wolf policy in the state of Washington. And I don't think that's what our justice system was designed for.
Kretz says the timing of it all was not good.
Well, it would be nice. You know, in the original hearing, I think the lethal order was put out about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. There was a suit filed by the environmental groups. And they're in court at 1 o'clock, which means there's nobody there that's affected by this. We can't get over there that quick. So you've got, like I said, two environmental groups and an Olympia judge setting a direction on something that they know absolutely nothing about.
But Kretz says they'd like to have representatives at the next meeting.
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get people over there on the 31st. You know, the people that are actually affected by this ruling.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the frustration being felt by Kretz and ranchers in Northeast Washington.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.